Blog Talk Radio.
Today, again, we will talk about the new covenant. Last week, a lot of people enjoyed that conversation, but they said that they had a problem hearing our program. So for the sakes of our many brothers and sisters that were listening and wanted that program repeated, we will do it again. If we turn to the book of Jeremiah, the 31st chapter, Jeremiah 31. In this particular chapter of the Bible is where the Creator speaks about a new covenant that he will establish with his holy people, his chosen nation, the house of Israel, who are no other than the black man in America. We are the original children of Israel, and we were the people that the Creator has made this covenant with. So we're going to speak on it. Because in our community today, there are many Christians who believe that they are the recipients of the new covenant. They believe that Christ brought them under the bond of the new covenant. But we will read this covenant and see if Christians or any other religious group of people are under this covenant. And we're going to see if it has anything to do with the Christ of the New Testament at all. According to the book of Jeremiah 31:31, it reads, Behold, the day come, said Yah, that I will Yehuda. Now, the first thing you notice on the verse that this covenant is established only with the house of Israel and with the house of Israel and with the house of Jehuda. It's not for everyone. It was not meant to be for everyone. Notice the 32nd verse. He said, Not according to the covenant that I made with your fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they broke, although I was a husband unto them, said Yahweh. So the Creator is letting us know that this is not according to the same covenant that he made with our fathers, Moses and Aaron and Nadab and Abihu and the other children of Israel that came out of the land of Egypt with a mighty and stretched out arm. This is not according to the covenant that he made with them. The old covenant was the Almighty's laws, the Ten Commandments, written on the tablet of stone with the fingers of the Creator. Amongst these laws, you can find them written in the 20th chapter of Exodus. All 10 commandments. But these commandments many of our people did not keep. They broke. So the Creator said, this is not going to be according to the covenant that I made with their fathers, speaking of the house of Israel, when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they broke, although I was a husband unto them, said Yah. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, said Yah, I will put my law in their inward part and write it in their hearts, and will be their Elohim, and they shall be my people. So the Creator says the new covenant are the same laws. But instead of writing those laws on a tablet of stone, he's going to put those laws in their inward part, and he's going to write those laws in their heart. The same laws. Thou shalt have no other Elohim before me. Thou shalt not make unto me any graven image or any likeness of anything in heaven above the earth, below the waters under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them nor serve them. For I, Yah Elohim, am a jealous Elohim, visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children, and to the third and fourth generations of them that hate me, but showing mercy upon thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of Yah the Elohim in vain, for Yahweh would not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall I labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yah the Elohim. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor the cattle, nor the stranger that is within thy gate. For in 6 days Yah made heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is in them. And he rested the seventh day. Wherefore Yahweh blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which Yah the Elohim giveth thee. Thou shalt not murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. These same laws that the mighty Yahweh wrote on a tablet of stone, he's now saying with the new covenant, he's going to take those same laws and write them in your inward part and in your hearts. And then he says, and they shall teach, notice the 34th verse of the 31st chapter of Jeremiah, to let you know that the children of Israel, our people, are not under this covenant at this time. He said, and they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know Yahweh. For they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, said Yahweh. For I will forgive their iniquities, and I will remember their sin no more. Now right here, the Almighty makes it plain and clear that if we as a people were under the new covenant, that we would no longer have to teach every man his neighbor, saying, know Yahweh. We would no longer have to go to church or the Bible class or the Sabbath school or go to one another's house trying to teach the knowledge of Yahweh, for according to the new covenant, we would all know him from the least of them and to the greatest of them, for he said he would forgive our iniquity and remember our sin no more. So you know this has not taken place. But many of you all have been under the erroneous impression for years, all your lives, that you were under the new covenant. But you never took time to read your book. Your pastors and your ministers told you that you were under this covenant. And you need to have them to listen to this program tonight and to call us so they could try to explain to someone tonight how they tricked them and had them believe that they were under a covenant that was established only for the house of Israel and the house of Judah. And the true Israelites that we are readily recognize the fact that if we were now under this new covenant, that it would be totally impossible for us to sin. We would have no need for a day of judgment. For the Almighty said he would forgive their iniquities and remember their sin no more at all. So you don't have to be. Yeah, you don't have to be a nuclear scientist to realize that you're not under this covenant. And for the many Christians that would like to discuss this openly and try to show us how these various scriptures would be applicable to them, we ask them to call the line. We ask them to have their ministers, their pastors, their shepherds to call and explain this. This lie that you all have been taught. Furthermore, according to the new covenant, it would only take place to Israel and for Israel once we would return home to the land of Israel. You can further find other details about this great new covenant in the book of Jeremiah, the 32nd chapter. Notice what the 37th verse is saying. Behold, I will gather them out of all countries. As I said before, we as a people would become a recipient of this covenant. We would first have to be brought back home to Israel. And it says, behold, I will gather them out of all countries whither I have driven them in my anger, and in my fury, and in my great wrath. And I will bring them again unto this place, and I will cause them to dwell safely. And they shall be my people, and I will be their Elohim. And I will give them one heart and one way, that they may fear me forever, for the good of them, and for their children after them. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them, that I will not turn away from them to do them good. But I will put my fear in their hearts, and they shall not depart from me. Yea, I will rejoice over them to do them good, and I will plant them in a land assuredly with my whole heart and with my whole soul. For thus said Yahweh, like I have brought all this great evil upon this people, so will I bring upon them all the good that I have promised them. I might say at this time, we are the black man in America, as well as the other black people that have been scattered in the various isles where we are today. We are the only people that are waiting to be redeemed home. We are the only people that are waiting to be brought out of the various countries where our Father Yahweh said he would scatter us because of our disobedience to them and to him. We are that only people. We are the only people that meets the various signs, the various plagues, and the various curses that the Almighty spoke on and spoke that his people would be a recipient of. Every other people on this earth is in their own land. We're the only people that have been taken out of our land through the act of captivity and have never returned home. We are the children of Israel. All the various things that Yah said would befall his people are befalling us today. We don't know our name. don't know our language, don't have a political or social, economical or spiritual way of life of our own. We don't know our identity as a people, don't know where we came from. All the various plagues that are in this book that were spoken to befall Yah's chosen people have only befallen us. Furthermore, other details of this great new covenant is mentioned in the book of Ezekiel, the 36th chapter of Ezekiel. In this particular chapter, the Creator goes on further and speaks about the new covenant and how and when his people would become a recipient of that covenant. According to Ezekiel 36, the Creator says in the 24th verse, "For I will take you from amongst the heathens and gather you out of all countries and will bring you into your own land." The Jewish people were not brought to Europe as slaves. They never had their names taken from them and were given another people's name. Those things have happened to us. The Jewish people were always named Goldenstein and Silversmith and Rubenstein. This was not a name imposed on them by their slave masters, but this was always their family name. But the names that you and I have today, Thomas, Reynolds, Smith, Williams, these names were given to us by slave masters after he brought us into his land where we were to be slaves for 400 years, as is prophesied in Genesis, the 15th chapter, the 13th and 14th verse. So we're the people that are waiting to go home. Now notice what else it says. After the Creator says he would bring and gather his people out of all the countries, and he would bring them to their own land, the 25th verse says, "Then, well, I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean from all your filthiness and from all your idols would I cleanse you." Right here, the Creator speaks of the only type of baptism that will be performed amongst his people. And with that particular baptism, he said that he would baptize his people. He would cleanse his people in water. This baptism that you get in church today, it doesn't cleanse a man spiritually. It doesn't cleanse and heal a man physically. But with the water that the Almighty speaks of, whether you have cancer, whether you have AIDS, whether you're deaf and dumb or crippled, you would be healed. And that's how you know that the baptism that you're receiving today in the churches is a fake. Notice the 25th verse. "Then, at the time he brings us home, back into our own land," he said, "then, at that time, will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean from all of your filthiness, and from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away your stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh." Again, the new covenant, a new heart, a new spirit, where he would put his spirit within us, and he would take away the stony heart out of our flesh, and he would give us a heart of flesh. "And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments to do them. So right here you see that the law is never done away with. We will always be under the laws of the Almighty. Even when we return home under the new covenant, the Almighty said, then will he give us the ability to walk in his statutes. And keep his judgments and do them. Right now I have a caller that I want to address. They've been on the line. I'm going to push and we're going to talk to them a minute. Shalom.
Shalom Aleichem. How you doing?
Shalom. I'm doing fine, my brother. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Look here, I'm calling, I'm responding to a statement that you made last week.
This is Brother Malik. Yes.
Yeah. I didn't call last week because
yes.
It had so much static over the phone, so I didn't feel like people would hear what I'm saying. But you made the statement, this is the second time I heard you say this, that God did not speak in the Quran.
Yes, I ask you, did the Almighty Yahweh ever speak in the Quran? You said that he did.
Okay.
And I said, I would like you to give me the various verses or scriptures that I might look upon them.
Okay, here they are. Okay, first I want to get one thing, clear. Non-Muslims are under the impression that the Quran is the words of Muhammad. The Quran is not the words of Muhammad. Muhammad did not speak on his own pertaining to Quran. The Quran is 100% words of Allah and Allah alone. So every word, every verse that you read is a direct revelation from Allah that was revealed to Muhammad, not one that he made up on his own.
Well, let me say this. I was of the impression that according to the Quran, Muhammad met with the archangel Gabriel. Am I correct?
That's right.
And that all of his revelation came from the archangel Gabriel, not from the Almighty. According to the Quran.
Okay.
Now, am I correct?
No, that's incorrect.
So you're saying that Muhammad met with the Creator himself. Is this what you're saying today?
Yeah, I'm saying it. That's exactly what I'm
saying. Well, then, if you're saying this today, you're absolutely incorrect, sir.
I'm saying that
According to the Quran. You are incorrect. According to the Quran, he met with the Archangel Gabriel.
According to Quran, I'm going to read this verse.
Yes, but I'm saying according to what he said.
According to the Quran, I'm saying according to the words of Allah. It says, say, in Surah 2, 97, and this is what you are referring to. Anyone who opposed Gabriel should know that he revealed this scripture into your heart with Allah's permission.
Well, see, again, you're saying he did this with the permission.
With the permission of Allah. See, what you have to understand, Gabriel is the angel of revelation, and Allah gave the revelation to Gabriel to reveal it to Quran.
You're coming back to what I said in the beginning.
Okay.
According to the Quran, Muhammad spoke to an angel named Gabriel. According to the Quran, he never met with the Almighty and spoke with him. And this is what I said in the beginning. And I just want you to look in your Quran and study the history of your religion, and you will see that Muhammad said that he met with the Archangel Gabriel. He did not meet with the Almighty. But nevertheless,
the words of Allah.
But no, this is what... I want you to listen to
this. Now you listen. I heard you. Now you listen. It says, Allah, most gracious, the one who teaches the Quran, the one who created the human being, the one who teaches, the one who taught.
But that's secondhand. You're saying yes,
right from wrong.
Yes, but if you listen to what you're saying, these are not the words of the Most High.
It is.
It's somebody conveying to you.
What you said to understand.
Well, here's what we're going to do, so we won't take up too much time. I would love.
This is what you said to understand.
Well, then let me say this.
This is the words of the Almighty.
Well, no, this is secondhand. This is not the word.
No, it's not secondhand.
Well, let me say this. Let me say this so we won't just
you know,
go
I
over.
Can't get it. I can't make it no clearer than that.
But
because
I understand what you're saying.
Anyone who opposed Gabriel should know that he revealed this scripture into the hearts, into your heart.
You're still talking about what Gabriel
did. Confirming previous scriptures and providing guidance and good news for the believers.
Well, let me say this.
Now what
because
you
undoubtedly,
said,
you and I am.
Saying is that the angel,
Brother
Malek,
I'm trying to be very respectful to you. I'm trying to be very respectful to you. And I'm trying to be very respectful.
Go ahead.
But according to the Quran, you're speaking to me about what someone said,
no,
what the archangel said.
You're not
I want you to listen.
This
one day, one day.
Of Allah.
But let me say this. How about you and I getting together so we can get the Quran?
Okay.
And look into it. Can we do that?
And we can do that.
Well, here, I'm going to leave a number for you to call me at so after the show, you and I can get together. That's 641-4007. How about that? 641-4007. Right now I have on line two. Thank you. I appreciate that very much. We have Brother General Kabaka on the phone on line two. Shalom, my brother. How are you?
Shalom, my brother. You may not remember me, but do you remember Zerubbabel Israel?
Yes, I know two Zerubbabel.
The one that used to live downtown on Way Street.
Yes, I know him.
He had a wedding one time at your place when it was on Montgomery Road in Brewster.
Yes.
And I was there. You may not remember me, though, but I was there because I used to live in the same building on Way Street with Zerubbabel Israel.
Yes, yes.
And one thing that he always told me that you taught, as it pertains to that little Charles Darwin theory of evolution, man descended from ape. He said, you always told him, show me a gorilla with an afro, and maybe we'll fall for that one.
Yes, that's exactly what I told him. See, a lot of people were under the erroneous impression that we came from apes, and they believed in the Darwin theory. And many of our people accepted this foolishness, and they believed that the black man came from an ape. And I have always told them that if this is true, and if we as a people did descend from apes, I would like to see an ape or a gorilla or a chimpanzee that had an afro.
And surely we know that they have pale skin, thin lips, and fur all over their body. And we do know that the muscles that the ape used for climbing and swinging, a lot of the Caucasians bear that same trait. But I called you for this, brother. Dealing with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, we know that in the Bible, it says at Antioch they became known as Christians.
That's true.
And I do believe when Abraham crossed that strait from the Sea of Ur to the city of Chaldea, they called him Hebrew simply because I guess Hebrew meant the crossing. Am I still on it?
Well, yes. That's what is properly accepted.
All right. So now the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that the black man is the original man. And he said that a Muslim was one who willingly submits to the will of Allah, Allah meaning the God, because we are monotheists. We believe in one God. We're not polytheists. So if at Antioch they became known as Christians, and if only after Abraham left the city of Ur and went to the city of Chaldea, and that crossing that he crossed over was when it was called in Hebrew, then that means to me that we were something other than Christians before Antioch, and we were something other than Hebrew before Abraham made that crossing. Now, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad simply said that we are the original man. Can you expound on what we were before Antioch and before Abraham made that crossing? What are your views on what I just said?
Yes, well, and as far as Christians are concerned, that was just a name that was called or given to some of the followers of the Christ of the New Testament. They were first called Christians at Antioch, but the people that were called Christians, they were Israelites. They were Hebrews.
Okay.
And the Hebrews were a people that came from the lineage of Abraham. And the Almighty made a covenant with Abraham and his descendants, and which happens to be Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Right.
And Jacob had 12 sons, and that's where the 12 tribes of the children of Israel come from.
Exactly.
Now, as far as the word Hebrew, a lot of people have said that the word Hebrew comes from, means that he that cross over. I said this is what is popularly accepted, but I never did accept that.
Okay.
I believe that the Hebrews came from one of the descendants of Shem. If you look in the book of Genesis, the 10th chapter, you will see that the 25th verse, and unto Eber were born two sons. And Eber, I believe Hebrews came from Eber.
Okay.
And that's the reason we call the language Ebreek.
Right, Ebreek, so, and the people,
yes.
Ebreem.
Yes.
Okay.
So I never did accept what is commonly accepted just because somebody crossed over, they would happen to be Hebrews, because anybody could cross over.
Exactly,
so
like a white man could be
that.
Born in Africa.
But the original Hebrew Israelites is a black nation. They're a black nation. In the Bible, they have always been black with woolly hair, and the Bible plainly describes the people and the children of Israel as black.
So therefore, then, we must contest or be bold enough to say to the world that the people that live in the country called Israel right now, the white people there who consider themselves to be Jews or who consider themselves to be the chosen people of God, then we must boldly stand and say that they are not the chosen people of God, and then we must put forth the truth and show who are the chosen people of God, and that will be none other than the black man and the black woman over here in the hills of North America. We in agreement with that?
100%.
And yes, sir. And that's our job. Our job is to put forth that as the truth and not bend and buckle and be scared to say that. See, because some people will say that we are the chosen people of God, but we got to go even further than that. We got to identify the people that are claiming our birthright. We got to show to the world that they are not.
Yes, and this is what I've been in the business of doing over 33 years.
And that's a good business.
Yes, sir.
And I want to just tell you, brother, I appreciate you. I just want you to know I remember you. I remember you from a long way back, and I was there at that wedding, and I have never forgotten that the Charles Darwin theory of evolution is a bunch of garbage, because the black man and the black woman did not come from an ape, and your explanation of show me an ape on a gorilla with an afro clears that up 100%.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that, and I'm going to look forward to talking to you again, my brother.
Shalom.
A very wise person, and I admire your boldness and your courageousness.
And you know what? When I look in the mirror, I see you. Shalom.
Shalom. Yes, we have Brother Johnny on line one. Shalom, Brother Johnny.
Shalom. How are you doing, Alicia?
Fine, my brother. How are you?
I'm fine. I just wanted to let you know I'm listening this evening, and I'm learning, and I enjoy your show, and I'm going to continue to listen and continue to learn.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much.
And let the truth set me free.
Oh, yes, that's all that we're going to teach, the truth. And if the Almighty's word have any weight, then you're going to love our program, because this is one show that's going to exert and expound on the word of the Almighty. We're not going to be talking about what Peter and Paul and any other men said. We're going to give you the words of the true and living Yahweh.
Okay.
And hope the people are strong enough to stomach it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, thank you, and I'm going to call again, and we'll hang up now and let you finish the show, and we'll see you later.
Thank you, Brother John. I appreciate that. Call back.
Good night.
Good night. Miss C. Miss C.
Hello. Your name is Alicia?
Alicia Israel.
Alicia Israel. This is my first time tuning on to your program, and I'm enjoying it, and the things that you're saying are hitting on very sharp targets. Now, you were saying that Allah, the Almighty, was not going to do the things that we are trying to do in the flesh. We as black people, if we know this knowledge from the Bible, why is it that we become so hardened against when we feel like we're failing in life when he already told us how it was going to be for us?
Well, many of our people do not accept the words of the true and living Yahweh. They will not accept his words. So, but the Creator is helping us. We're here today as a result of his mercy. And because his mercy does endure forever.
And I truly understand that. And the only thing that I see is our people, as we are suffering, he's saying we will suffer because we are the chosen people, and that things will not change until he come back.
Speaking
of those things for us.
You're absolutely correct, Sister C, Miss C. What's your first name, Miss C?
Miss C.
Well, that's good enough, Miss C.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. You don't need to give me anything else.
So if we just live on his word and do as he say until he come, everything is going to work out for us. I don't understand why we feel like we have to. Everybody look upon us as certain people. Well, God meant for it to be that way. If it's not so, it wouldn't be in the scriptures. He said we won't have no name. We'll come from and we'll be in land scattered among a lot of nations. People, we are the only people that don't have our own culture, own tongue. He told us all of these things. And we want to be think that this society is going to, we're going to change what's going on. And we can't. All we can do is accept it and do as Allah tells us to do. And when he come back, he will change it. Why can't we believe that? And since we say we have faith, why can't we believe that?
Well, our people claim to have faith, but you have to understand, sister, our people have been deceived. Our people are now thinking they're worshiping a true and living creator, but they're not. Most of our people today have angered the Almighty. And what they are worshiping today is nothing more than a hippie on a stick. They have traded the true and living Elohim for an image of their oppressor. And this is who they worship day and night. They are not serving the true and living Creator, and they're not keeping his commandments. But what they are doing is deceiving themselves by being deceived by their enemies. Our history is in the Old Testament of the Bible. That is the history of our people. That's the book that our enemies told us not to read. That is the book they told us not to look in. That's the book they told us is done away with. And they led us into the pages of the New Testament where we learned how to worship another man. And then they told us that this man has died for our sins. If we accept him, we can be free. But our people have accepted Christianity and accepted Christ for years, and our people still are not free. They're still at the bottom of the ladder, and they're still at the bottom of the economical pole because they refuse to hearken to sound language. And as you said, Sister C, Miss C, our people have suffered, and that's how you know who we are. According to the book of Amos, if you have a book in front of you, according to the Holy Scriptures of Amos,
mm-hmm.
the third chapter,
mm-hmm.
I would like to read the first two verses for you.
Go ahead.
It says, "Hear this word that Yahweh has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I have brought up out of the land of Egypt, saying, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore will I punish you for all of your iniquities." Did you hear what I said? The second verse reads again, "You only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all of your iniquities. You might ask, if we are the only people that the Almighty knew, then why are we being punished? We're being punished because we're the only people that he gave his commandments to. We're the only people that he had a relationship with. We are the only people that he gave his statutes, his judgments, his precepts, his testimonies, his laws and commandments to. And so therefore, we are the people that he held responsible for not keeping those commandments and not teaching those commandments to the world. So that's why we are in the position that we are today, according to Psalms 147 division. The 19th and 20th verse, it says, in the book of Psalms, it said, he sheweth his word unto Jacob, his statutes and judgments unto Israel. He has not dealt so with any other nation. And as far as his judgments, they have not known them. Praise ye Yah. So the Creator is letting us know that all of this misery and all these afflictions have befallen us because we turned our back on him. He did not turn his back on us, but rather we turned our backs on him, and we refuse still to this day, Sister C, to get knowledge and to learn the knowledge about how we can serve the true and living Elohim, whose name alone is Yahweh.
But, you know, brother, I truly believe before the end of time comes, we will all have to come down to know that. Every family on this earth will
well,
know
I agree.
That we are the chosen one, and we will have to reap whatever we're doing to try to show others something that we can't do, only Allah can do for us.
Mm-hmm.
And so, therefore, I see why all the other nationality of people, no matter where they come from, look upon us as being, like that we are servants to the people, all the other families on this earth, and that's all we'll ever be until he come back. He said that.
Yes, you're right. The mighty Yah spoke throughout the Holy Scriptures. And he told our people that the other nations would laugh at us when they would see us in the last day. And this is recorded in the book of 1 Kings. You might want to write this down or look at it later on, Missy.
Okay.
It says in the book of 1 Kings.
Okay.
The ninth chapter.
The ninth chapter.
I'll start at the sixth verse.
Okay.
But if ye shall at all turn from following me, ye are your children, and will not keep my commandments and my statutes, which I will set before you, but you go and serve other Elohims and worship them. Then will I cut off Israel out of the land that I've given them. And this house, which I have hallowed for my name, will I cast out of my sight. And Israel shall be a proverb and a byword amongst all people. And that's what the word Negro and colored people is. It's a byword and a proverb. Notice the eighth verse. And at this house, which is high, everyone that passes by it shall be astonished and shall hiss and shall say, why has Yah done thus unto this land and unto this people? And they shall answer them, because they forsook Yahweh the Elohim, who brought them forth their fathers out of the land of Egypt, and they have taken hold upon other gods and worshiped them and served them. Therefore Yahweh has brought upon them all this evil. And this is why these things are happening to us today. Because we are not serving him, and we refuse to serve him, and we want to serve everybody's God except our own. We want to serve every other people's God except the God of Israel.
Mm.
We want to serve the Gentile God. We want to serve the Arabic God. We want to serve the Chinese gods. We want to serve every person's God except our own, which is Yahweh. And I appreciate you calling me very much, Sister
Missy. And I will
listen
to you continuously.
Thank you. And
thank you, and stay blessed.
And may Yah bless you too. Shalom.
Shalom.
Sister Deborah.
Hi, Brother Israel.
How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm enjoying your show so much. I read years ago when I was about 17 or 18. Well, I'm 51 now, so that's been a good while. But I have read a scripture that said that there are those that say they are Jews and are not. Have you read that?
Yes, that is in the New Testament. I don't go by the New Testament, Sister Deborah, because it is not the word of the Almighty. He does not speak in that book. But that book does have a lot of truth in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to explain this. See, a con man couldn't con you if he told you all lies. He got to have an element of truth in his conversation. Matter of fact, in order to con you, mostly everything he's saying got to be the truth.
Uh-huh.
And he'll tell you the truth until you drop your guard, and then that's when a con come in.
Yes.
That's when he's called a confidence man. Win your confidence with the truth, and when you drop your guard, that's when the lie comes in. But there's a lot of truth in the New Testament, and the New Testament, the writers of the New Testament knew that the people that call themselves Jews are not the original Israelites.
Uh-huh.
And it speaks of them in the book of Revelation, the second chapter.
Second chapter.
Now, if you write that down and look this up.
I'm writing it now.
According to Revelation, the second chapter, the ninth verse, it reads, I know thy works and tribulations and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not.
And are not, okay.
But are the synagogue of Satan.
Uh-huh.
So I ask you right now, Sister Deborah, who do you know that has a lot of tribulations, but these people are rich?
Jews.
And they go to synagogues.
Yeah.
Notice the three things in this verse.
Right.
They're rich, they call themselves Jews, and they go to synagogues.
Mm-hmm.
But they are not the original Jews, because the original Jews are black. They are not white. Notice this ninth verse. I know thy works and tribulations and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not.
Okay.
But they are of the synagogue of Satan.
Uh-huh.
Now notice the third chapter, Sister Deborah, chapter the 21st verse, Songs of Solomon 1 and 5. Songs of Solomon 5 and 11.
Okay.
You can find it also in the description of Job in Job 30 and 30.
Okay.
You can find out that Moses was a black man in the book of Exodus, the fourth chapter.
Okay.
And you can find the only description of a true and living Elohim, Yahweh himself, described in the book of Daniel, the seventh chapter, the ninth verse. And I'd like to read that for you, Sister Renee.
I'd appreciate it.
The seventh chapter of Daniel, the ninth verse.
Okay.
And this is coming from the King James Bible. I beheld until the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garments was white as snow, and the hair of his head like pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. Now, do you notice the first thing that said, I beheld until the thrones were cast down? That meant all the earthly governments.
Okay.
All the earthly empires was cast down because all of them are quite wicked.
Okay.
There's not a place on the planet Earth right now that's ran and ruled by righteousness and by righteous people. And it won't be until the Almighty sets up his kingdom on Earth. But it says later, and the Ancient of Days did sit. That's another name for the Creator, whose garments was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. So, yes, we are the people of the book. And you have a lot of black Israelites still in Palestine or still in the state of Israel,
okay,
or the land of Canaan, where our people originated from.
Okay, because I had heard that there was a group of Hebrews over there that are Hebrews, or,
And I just wanted to know, because they said they weren't being treated very well.
Well, they are a large group of people that went over there with a leader by the name of Ben Ami.
Uh-huh.
And some of them, their headquarters was in Chicago, and they went over to the state of Israel in the 60s, and they start living there at that time. I think it was in the late 60s or the early 70s that they moved to the state of Israel, and they're living there now. Now, these are the original people of the book. These are, and you have other black Israelites that came from Ethiopia, whom the world called the Falashas. But true name is Beth Israel, or the House of Israel. And many other Israelites are coming from various parts of the world, returning home. This is the home of our people. We were not meant to be in America. America was where we were sent to be punished, even though our foolish leaders would tell us that this is our land and this is where we're supposed to be. And I'm telling our people we will never have no peace in this land. We will always be a proverb and a byword, and we will always be a target, and it will always be justifiable homicide to kill our sons and daughters in this land. This is the land of our tribulation. It's not the land of promise. The land of promise is the land of Canaan, where our people came from, and this is where we will return. But the day that land is being ruled by imposters, people who claim they are Israelites but are not, but are Europeans that many of them escaped the concentration camps of Hitler, and they have become the modern-day oppressors of the Palestinian people over there today.
I appreciate you, brother, and I thank you for your enlightening information, and I will continue to listen to your program. It's wonderful that we have someone on the airways that is putting out the truth.
Thank you.
So thank you so much.
You're certainly welcome. Thank you. I would also like to read something out of the book of Malachi at this time. And this will describe why the so-called Jewish people went into the land of Canaan in the first place. It's a long story, and I'm going to have to maybe start explaining from the beginning another day. But right now, I'll just take you to what's really happening so you can catch on. This man that claimed he is an Israelite is not an Israelite. They are the vast majority, the descendants of Esau. Esau was a brother of Jacob. Jacob is the son of Isaac and Rebekah. They had two sons, Esau and Jacob. Esau always felt that he had the birthright and it should have been his. And he always wanted to be the one who called himself an Israelite. And I think in order for you to appreciate this, I'm going to have to start in Genesis another day and explain this. But right now we don't have enough time, but I do have another caller on that I would like to bring into our listening audience, a very good friend of mine, Big Daddy. Shalom.
Shalom to you, my brother. I just got out of a meeting. I apologize for not getting with the show, but have any other ministers called to dispute any of the points we have made, brother, for the last 3 weeks?
No, they have not.
Is there any reason why you think the pastors of the community, brother, have not gotten with the program, the House of Israel, to dispute any of the points? Because I left some pastors. I had a couple of meetings, a few of them on their way to see pastors' appreciations. Would you care to speak on that, brother? I don't have much time. I'll try to call you earlier next week. But, again, I'm just so curious, Brother Israel, why pastors here in the city have not called the program on 12:30 a.m. The Buzz to bring their points of ministry.
Well, they haven't called because they know we have a book in front of them,
the same
book that they use to deceive the people.
Yeah.
To rob the people,
yeah.
To put them in this state of confusion that they're in today is the same book that we're going to use to wake the people up. This same book. No other book. I'm going to use the same book that our slave masters and their Negro preachers used to enslave our people. I will use this same book to wake our people up.
Yes,
and they don't want to be exposed. I spoke earlier of the fact that they claim that we're under the new covenant.
Yes, Yes,
we
sir.
Read the New Covenant. Let everybody see it. Not one preacher of all the thousands of preachers in Cincinnati, not
yes.
one of them called me up to dispute what I was saying because they know that I'm saying the truth.
Well, what about some of the preachers, Brother Israel, and I'll let you go on this point, that have, I know I'm out here in the Forest Park area, and there are two pastors here that have congregations totaling over 3,000 or 4,000.
Well, they got these people because they're feeding them that slave religion that they want to have.
Yes, sir.
See, our people have become a nation of walking zombies.
Yes, sir.
And a zombie is somebody that don't know who he is. And
yes,
that's
sir.
The condition of our people today. They are mentally
yes,
deaf and dumb. They lost their minds.
Yes,
and
sir.
They will listen to anybody that got a funny story to tell them.
Yes, sir.
And so they will pay these people big to teach these lies to them.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but the preachers won't call in to dispute what I'm saying because the scripture says that that they are deceiving the people.
Yes, sir.
And they don't have the courageousness and the
yes,
boldness
sir.
To come and challenge the things that I'm saying.
Yes, sir.
Because the scripture said the wicked flee
yes.
when no man pursue it.
Yes.
But the righteous are as bold as
a lion.
Line.
Yes,
see,
sir.
If you're telling the truth and you're speaking the truth, you don't run from nobody.
Yes, sir.
No other minister, no other man, you don't run from nobody if you're truly the servant of our people.
Yes, sir.
Because all of our people are the Almighty's flock.
Yes, sir.
Not my flock, your flock, but they are the flock of the Almighty.
Yes,
and
sir.
He's coming to try to round up his scattered flock now.
Yes,
and
sir.
If these preachers were true servants, they would challenge the things that I would say so that they would not lose members of their people with it. But they won't call because they know that what I'm revealing to our people is the truth. And they don't want to have their voices challenged.
Yes, sir.
So
well, thank you so much, my brother. I'll try to call earlier. I was at a panel discussion between 3 and 5.
All right.
And folks have pulled me to another meeting, but I just wanted to get in and call the program, and I'll call you a little early next week.
And
I
appreciate
see you,
that.
My brother.
Thank you. And anybody that wishes to contact me tonight, call me at 641-4007 or 961-8002 so we can talk and share information with one another. Until then, Yahweh loves you. And so do I. Shalom.